What up, baby girls and baby boys? You can hear my air conditioning blowing like a mother brother. You are listening to the On My Way Home podcast. The only raw audio podcast where I take about 10 to 15 minutes of your day and integrate it into my day. So what do we do on this puppy if you haven't listened? We talk. Actually, we don't. I do. Just talk about the day. Maybe the weekend, depending what day it is. Trending topics, my thoughts, my views. Have a question of the day sometimes. Have a co-host, a new feature, using this Anchor tool. So we might be able to have a co-host. Don't really know how the hell it works yet. You haven't done it. I think you can just say wanna be a co-host. But then I don't know if you join someone else's podcast or if they join yours. Probably just click it once to see what the hell happens. So that's coming up. But yeah, it's escape. Try to escape from your day. If you need a little escape, just listen to something a little different. Tell me if you like it. Tell me if you don't. Tell me why I'm sucky. Tell me why I'm sweet. You know, I'm all about empathy, listening to the people. If 100 people told me, shut it down, you're bad, well, maybe I'd shut it down. Take a look in the mirror and cry a little bit. But that's what we like to do here. So it is 5:36 in Ohio, 66 degrees. Episode 37, Thursday, April 20, I don't know, 6th, 5th, I don't know, something like that. I think it's 6th. So what did today do? Today was meetings with the CEO and owner of the company. That's who I report to. IT consulting companies where I work for. About 30 some people. That went well. We do that on a weekly basis. Talk about some client interactions. We're all responsible for forecasting the next quarter. So we do get all that good stuff together. Talk about any issues, successes. Met the wife and kid. One kid. The other baby was at the babysitter. Because my wife had to get some stuff done and pick him up from school. So we had a little lunch with the fam. We had some nice gyro meat and hummus. Tasty, tasty. Alright, that was my day. And then all my work in between. No one wants to hear about that. If you do, then tell me. Big news. I didn't even look on trending news. Because I was on Twitter earlier doing some posts about for our company and looking to see, I like some of the enhancements that Twitter's doing on the, at least the desktop. I'm assuming it's on the mobile app. I haven't looked, but the live feed. So the big news of today, Bill Cosby, guilty. For all his badness, drugging, raping, whatever the technical terms were, the women didn't authorize getting drugged and penetrated. It wasn't their decision. But that was kind of cool when I went to Twitter. It said Bill Cosby guilty live, and on the right corner it had a little video. You could unmute it. And I don't know if it's Twitter team, what news team it is, but it's pretty cool. You could just listen to it while you're scrolling through your feed, or you could just have it playing while you're doing work. So Bill Cosby guilty. I think that's good. I think that's real good, because that's messed up. It seemed like it was known throughout the community, just like the Harvey Weinstein shit. It was just accepted of Yep, this is what you do. This is what happens if you want to meet one of the biggest celebrities or richest people in the world. You should expect a little drugging and a little raping. And it's, I don't know, all the counter arguments are dumb. I think they're coming from old school people. Yeah. My thoughts are, you know, on some of the counter arguments of like, well, if you're going up to a guy's hotel room, you should expect a little hanky panky. Or if you're wearing a dress, showing your boo-boos like they do, you should expect a little hanky panky. That is true to some extent, but you shouldn't expect to get drugged and blasted in the butt or wherever it's happening. No, there's a difference. There is definitely a difference. I think there are assumptions if you, you know, take a girl up to a hotel room or meet somebody late night that something could happen. Unless it's scheduled as a business meeting to talk about a part. I know everybody works crazy hours. And, you know, some people keep it professional and have late night meetings over dinner and drinks. I know I've done it a lot when I'm traveling. You get the get your best conversations and relationship building business when you're out at the bar with your clients after the business day. I've never been drugged that I know of. At least I've been conscious. I haven't woke up and say, what the hell? My mouth hurts. Who stuck something in my mouth? So, not comparing Cosby, not comparing him to Weinstein. I'm not going to get into that yet. Maybe once charges are, when that whole thing with Weinstein comes more public, we'll talk about it. Or the court, it is public, but the court proceedings. So I think they said, I don't know, they said maximum 10 years per guilty verdict. I just hope something doesn't happen, because you know how the media plays out that bull crap where it's, this person could get a maximum 100 years and then they get 18 months probation because the law says a maximum of this. He needs to do some time. I listen to a lot of podcasts, comedian podcasts, and everyone's heroes are Bill Cosby in the comedian world, mentors, influences. What's Cosby until all they call it? It's kind of funny if you're a comedian or if you have a sense of humor, like pre-rape Cosby. I'll say pre-knowing rape. I don't even think pre-rape Cosby is the best wording, because he was doing it when he was at the height of his career. So when Dr. Huxtable was dropping pass-out pills in people's drinks, so before everyone actually knew about it, I mean, he was still a comedy influence. Obviously nobody approves, even if he was an influence, of what he did. I'm curious if his wife knows. I mean, each had like helicopters and shit. I feel like when you're to some certain level, I don't know, it seems like there's some understanding of this. I wouldn't get it. Maybe a different time. I'm not as old as Cosby, but I don't know. So we'll see. Hopefully he gets the maximum, or, you know, I'm okay with him dying in jail, especially with all the, I guess they're called allegations, just because I think a statute of limitations, but knowing now that he's paying people off, or he did pay people off, and him sign a contract to not go public, well, you do that because nothing happened? That seems kind of strange. Kind of weird. In my opinion, you know, it's kind of like the thing going on with Trump I saw this morning, where 2 years ago, he talked about, what is he talking about? Mob bosses that plead the fifth. And, you know, what do they plead the fifth if they don't have anything to hide? And then, I guess today, he just, I think his attorney pleaded the fifth about something with that Stormy Daniels. So, of course, shit, everything's documented now, son. Better not say anything is stupid and then you go do it, because that shit's getting pulled back up. So that got pulled up. That's, it's kind of interesting. But we'll see. I didn't hear when the judge decides the verdict. I assume it's, within 1 or 2 days. I don't think they let that stuff drag on. And I think he's, 72, 82, 92? I don't know. He's an old bastard. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll report back maybe tomorrow's show. If you get your news from me, I'm sorry. Hopefully you don't. That'd be funny if you did. Because I only do like 1 or 2 news stories. Ooh, we got the NFL draft tonight. 9 p.m. That shit is late. We're all grown adults with children. But I don't care about West Coast. You guys get sun, fucking ocean, no winter. I don't care about you. Sorry. I love it out there. Maybe one day I'll live there. But let's keep everyone in mind. Let's do like 7:30. So the West Coast want to leave a little bit early to watch the pick. Go ahead and do that. You guys do short days anyway. And so at least I can watch the first round without it being freaking midnight around pick 20. That's what my Lions, we got pick 20. And, I don't even really care who they take because there's nobody good. There's no one exciting at pick 20. I think last projection I saw was a D tackle from somewhere. I mean, he'll probably be good, but I want to see what the frickin' Cleveland Browns do. I want to see what the Patriots do. They address their quarterback issues. I want to see a lot of things. The first 10 picks are always interesting. So it'd be good to see. I might have a beer or two. And call it an evening. Tomorrow's Friday. Holla, holla, holla. All right, I didn't even get my handles out. M Schizo on the Twitter, MSKIZZO. Do Work Schizo, Instagram, DOWRKSKIZZO. Looking at Twitch. I feel like, I listen to some podcasts, like what you love, what's your first, why are there so many fucking cars over here? Oh, because it's a stupid open house, that's what it is. Cheese and wine. There's like 5,000 people in this son of a bitch. Sorry. Pulling my neighborhood, there's a model house and there's an open house tonight. So all these people are going through it. Got my beamer. Yeah. Don't look at me, you fuck. I'll stab you with my pencil. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I was looking up some Twitch stuff. Thinking about starting a Twitch account. I guess the downside of that is I don't have any gaming systems. Actually, I do have an old Xbox. I don't have any gaming systems. No games that I play right now, but man, kind of want to. Kind of make me an excuse to start a Twitch account. Kind of my thoughts. So, all right, peeps. We gonna go. I'm about to pull in. It's sunny out. People are cutting the grass. Gotta get my sprinklers. Almost ran over a guy cutting his grass who decided to walk in his fucking street with a lawnmower. Alright. Episode 38 coming tomorrow, mofos. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.